Hallelujah.
It is the first midweek service, the first Wednesday in the month of August. Here you are alive and well. Lift up those hands and appreciate the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you. I am here alive and well on this first Wednesday in the month of August. I appreciate you. I glorify you. I exalt you. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, King of Glory, for your loving kindness. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Be thou exalted and be thou magnified. Thank you for what you've started. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for what you will yet do. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
For all the blessings we have seen from January till now, it is not of him that runneth, it is neither of him that willeth, it is of God that showeth mercies. Let's give him thanks and praise. Let's give him glory and honor. Let's give him all adoration. Lift up those hands and say, Father, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. King of glory, I magnify you. Eternal Father, I exalt you. Thank you for all that I have seen. All the testimonies are credible. Lord, you are the doer, and I am returning right now to say thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. Thank you, eternal Father. Jesus, most glorious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Jesus, marvelous name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
This month is your month.
Amen.
It's your month of healing.
Amen.
It's your month of breakthrough.
Amen.
It's your month of turnaround.
Amen.
It's your month of testimonies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The eighth month is your month.
Amen.
What you are looking to ask God for at Shiloh 2023, this month, the Lord will put it in your heart. Shiloh 2023 will be a season of thanksgiving for you.
Amen.
Because you will not need to ask for nothing again. Everything you'll be asking for, the Lord will be delivering now.
Amen.
This month, I am so sure that somebody will smile.
Amen.
I am sure that somebody will laugh.
Amen.
I am sure that somebody will rejoice.
Amen.
I am sure that the testimony of somebody will be full.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name. Help me and congratulate your neighbor to your right and left. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and on your left. And say to your neighbor, it is well with you. It's a new day for you. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Please be seated comfortably. And tonight, our prophetic theme for the month of August is, I will restore health unto you. But we have a very rare teaching series that I've never heard of in this commission before. And it is Meet Jesus, the Great Physician, and His Great Prescriptions. Meet Jesus, the Great Physician, and His Great Prescriptions. In other words, Meet Jesus, the great doctor with his great prescriptions. Doctors will be glad, will be happy about this month. Glory to God. Meet Jesus, the great physician, and his great prescriptions. The anchor scripture for the month, the great physician says, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. He said, for I will restore health unto thee.
Amen.
and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Saith who? The Lord. He said, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seek after. Because of the name they have given you, I will heal you. Amen. They have called you a sickler. He said, I will heal you.
Amen.
They have called you all, they have given unto you all manner of names. He said, I will change it.
Amen.
Why? They have said, because of your name, you are an outcast. The name, your sickness, what we have given, you have been given. He says, you are an outcast. He said, but now I will change that name. Jesus healed then. Jesus heals now. Jesus heals then. Healed then. Jesus heals now. Matthew 4 and verse 23, he says, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. He did it then, he will do it now.
Amen.
I said, he did it then, he will do it in your life now. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, he said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. That means even now, he still heals all oppressed, he still heals all manner of oppression of the devil. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, he says, if when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. If his word is still alive today, it means healing is still available. He said he healed with his word. So if he healed with his word then, and his word is still alive today, it means healing is still alive even now. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Every oppression of the devil in your life, this month of August, you will look for it, you won't find it again.
Amen.
The Lord will heal you absolutely.
Amen.
The Lord will heal you perfectly.
Amen.
But please take note, there are two ways by which Jesus heals. And I want us to pay close attention to this. There are two ways by which Jesus heals. Number one is Jesus heals instantly. Somebody say instanta. Instanta. That means Jesus heals instantly. In other words, you won't need to come back for your healing. Somebody will be healed instantly tonight. Which means you can be healed in this service. Matthew 8. Verses 1 to 4. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And somebody say, immediately. And what? And what? Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. It was instant healing, instant response to a crave for healing, instant response to a crave for healing. So that means there is somebody in this service right now, or somebody watching online right now, your crave is for instant healing. Receive it now.
Amen.
You are not living here right now without your healing.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 8, 14 to 17, when the Bible speaking, it said, Jesus went into Peter's house and he saw his mother laid and sick of a fever. And he said, and he touched her hand and the fever left her and she arose. And ministered unto them. That means it was instant. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the devils with his word, and healed all that were sick instantly, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. There are instant healings just as there are, take note, there are instant healings just as there are gradual healings. Number two, second way by which Jesus heals through a process of recovery. I refer to that as gradual healings. It is a process of recovery. It doesn't mean that he has not hurt you, but there is a process of healing. He heals instantly. He heals gradually. That you are not healed instantly does not mean you are not healed. When Jesus cursed the tree, it was still alive. He didn't die immediately, but he died gradually from the root. How did we know that? In Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 14, he says, and on the morrow, when they come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves. That means the tree was alive. This tree is alive. It must have fruit. Put it back. It must have fruit. He says, having leaves. He said, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came on it to eat, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the figs was not yet. Now, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. There is a reason the disciples heard it. Keep going. His disciples heard it. And his disciples heard it. Now, when it came to a time, it didn't die immediately, but the manifestation of the death was gradual. The manifestation of the death of the tree was gradual. And then when they had their return, he said, oh, Jesus, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. You cursed it yesterday, but now it has withered away today, even from the root. That you are not healed now does not mean you are not healed. If you cut branches of a tree from the tree and it falls on the ground, it might take 10, 12, 20 days before it dries off, because life will still be inside it. It doesn't mean that it's not going to die. It will die. The same way, when God pronounces life, it doesn't mean that you are not living. It simply means that it can be gradual. Someone here, you have been given a death sentence, but you are coming back alive. Amen. I said someone is coming back alive. Amen. This month, I am so positive that diseases, sicknesses, whatever name they are called, they will be swallowed up in victory. That you have not seen it immediately does not mean you are not healed. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, 22 to 24. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand. The same Jesus that will heal instantly. Took the blind man by the hand and took him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes for the first time and put his hand upon him, he asked him, can you see? Keep going. Verse 24 said, he looked and said, I see men as trees. That means it's not happening. It's just gradual. He said, can you see? He said, I see men as trees. Yeah, that means it hasn't happened yet. Keep going. And he looked and said, I see men as trees walking. Verse 25.
And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him. 25. After that, he put his hands again. Somebody say again.
Again.
It means it was not instant. It was gradual. For those ones that we have seen before, Jesus will put his... For some people, he didn't touch them. Do you want to be made whole? Yes. Receive your healing. For this man, he touched him twice. It was gradual. And made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Listen to me. Some people miss their testimonies because they say to them, oh, you must be healed now. Yes, people will be healed now, including you. That you have not seen the healing does not mean you are not healed. It will only appear gradually, gradually. This woman, Joel Osteen's mother, was healed gradually. After she read those scriptures, she said, and then all of a sudden, the air that was falling was not falling again. All of a sudden, I started receiving strength when I was losing strength. It took months for her to be completely healed, but she was healed all the way. Healing can be instant. Healing may be gradual. But take note, Jesus is the great physician. Matthew 9, 10 to 12. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. In other words, Jesus was simply saying, I came as a physician. In other words, I came as a doctor. I didn't come because of those who are not sick. I came because of the ones that are sick. Sick mentally, sick bodily, sick physically, sick fruitfully. However way you are sick, you are the reason I came. It is because of you. And I am not just the physician. I mean the doctor. I am also what is that? Who are those people you refer to when you prescribe drug? Pharmacist. I am not just the doctor, I'm also the pharmacist. I know the right kind of drug to prescribe. I am the doctor. I will diagnose and know exactly what is wrong with you. And because I am also the pharmacist, I know the exact drug to give you. He is the physician. He is the pharmacist. There is no body in this world that can combine the two. Can they? It is not done anywhere. That's not all. I'm coming to something very quickly. And the physician doctor's job is to take out anything that is contrary to your health. So when you go to see the doctor, they tell you, oh, these are the things that I see that are wrong with your health. Now, this is the prescription. You take that prescription to the pharmacist. The pharmacist gives you the drug to take care of it. But look at Jesus. Matthew 8 and verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. The good thing about this physician or the doctor, unlike others, is that he already paid for the sickness. Himself took it. He's prescribing the drugs, but before you take the drugs, the sickness has been taken. Before the sickness was diagnosed, it had been taken off. And I'm getting somewhere. Please follow me. Follow me this month, because your liberation is this month. Amen. He already paid for the sickness. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bore our sickness in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. He already took all the needles we were meant to take. All the needles. You know needles? All the needles we were entitled to. Except your kids are different. And I know mine. Especially my baby girl. She's scared of needles. Glory to God. If you don't know needles, it's injection. She would worship you if you say you are going to take the needle on her behalf. How many have the same kind of baby girl? Oh, baby boy. Not only does this physician take the needles for you, you don't need another physician for anything. This physician we are talking about takes the ear. He said, I already took the needles for you. You don't need to take it anymore. And not only that, anything else that is being prescribed, I already took care of them. It cures, in other words, you don't need to be referred to another physician. I'm in charge of everything. There are physicians that take care of toothache. There are physicians that take care of foot. There are physicians that take care of hand. There are physicians that take care of stomach. There are physicians that take care of children. There are physicians that take care of adults. This physician said, I take care of everybody and everything. Everybody, everything. You don't need a referral. I take care of everybody. I take care of, he cures toothache. He cures stomach ache. He cures cancer. He cures diabetes. He cures ulcer. He cures high blood pressure. He cures low blood pressure. He cures arthritis. He cures what has not been given a name. He cures everything. He is the only general specialist. They call you a general specialist, but you are not general. Because you still refer people. They bring something, you say, no, that one I can't take care of. Go and see so. That means you are not general. But this general takes care of every general thing. There is nothing you are coming with that this doctor does not take care of. He can diagnose, he can prescribe, and he can make whole. He is the doctor, he is the pharmacist, he is the healer. No wonder scripture says in Jeremiah 22, 8 and verse 22, he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? There is no, why is there no physician? This physician is supposed to prescribe the drug. Why are people still sick? This physician heals all. Matthew 8:16-17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. Did he say some? He said he healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities, he bore our sicknesses. Everything about him emits virtue. Everything about this physician emits virtue. Inside his name are healing virtues. Inside, when he speaks, healing is inside. His cloth has healing virtues. Everything about him is healing. He took it, he bore it. We don't have them anymore. Now remember, he is the physician, he is the pharmacist. Just as his diagnosis covers every area of our lives, his prescriptions covers every area of our lives. He prescribes, he diagnoses, he tells us the drugs to take. Those drugs cover and heals every area of our lives. Look at what he said, John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it abundantly. That is, it covers every area, excluding none. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us unto glory and virtue. Let not anybody tell you that your case is different. Don't let any devil tell you that what you are going through does not have solution. There is solution in this physician. There is solution if you believe. And my prayer is this month, whether you believe it or not, you'll be healed.
Amen.
Somebody will be supernaturally healed this month.
Amen.
Very quickly, as we begin to round up, what are the healing wonders when we have faith to be healed? Healing wonders. What are the healing wonders when we have faith to be healed? Number one, it is our right in redemption. When we recognize that healing is our right, our faith will be boosted to receive it. When you recognize what is your own, your faith will be boosted to receive it. When you go to Walmart and you pay for your goods before you go, and mistakenly you lost your receipt, no matter how much they try to stop you, you will say, no, you can't stop. Go back to your thing and check it again. Why? Because I know I paid. Check your camera. I paid. When you know something, you stand by it. In the same way, when we recognize that healing is our right, our faith will be boosted to receive it. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Anyhow, your faith must be intact, either for instant healing or for gradual healing. For instant healing or for gradual healing. Matthew 9:27-29. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said, yeah. Then touched he their eyes, saying, Lord, according to your faith, be it unto you. Your result will be according to your faith. I had some very stupid faith before. Very nonsense faith. The faith that is not biblical. But I was still thinking, I was studying mathematics. I didn't know anything about mathematics. When exam is coming, I won't read nothing. I would say, Father, you are God in heaven. I gotta pass this exam. Anyhow, I gotta pass it. The failure was I was having faith for the faith was like, something must happen now. I wasn't walking towards the faith. The failure was evident that there was no faith. But when faith is intact, genuine faith, faith that even God sees, he cannot fail himself. Faith to say, glory to God. Oh, the reason, the reason the closest people to Jesus could not be healed was because of their lack of faith. The closest people to him, couldn't be healed because of lack of faith. There are people standing with God's servant by his side, carrying all manner of sicknesses and diseases. They can't be healed because there is no faith. The familiarity is too much. There is too much familiarity. And there is somebody coming from outside. And then he sees the man of God. Man of God, you don't need to pray. Just lay your hands and they get healed. The difference? Familiarity, which has resulted in lack of faith. They saw Jesus as their carpenter. Is that not Joseph's son? How can this one heal us? Look at what happened here. Mark 6, verses 1 to 6. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? They could identify the mighty works. But look at what they said. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and of Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. That's what offenses do. And they offended at they were. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin and his own house. And he could dare do no mighty work. Why? But save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and he healed them. And he marveled at their unbelief. Their lack of faith was the reason for their lack of instant or gradual testimony. Faith is a requirement in tapping into your healing virtues. That was the secret of the woman with the issue of blood. Faith, it doesn't matter whether you like your WSF leader or not. When your WSF leader is praying for you, close your eyes and say amen and receive it if you want to see what he's saying. You may not like his face, but he's still your leader. Say amen to whatever he's saying so that you can receive what he's saying. The prayer that is praying for you. He said he's a carpenter. We have seen the mighty works, but he's still a carpenter's son now. Is he not Mary's daughter's son? His brothers and sisters, are they not? Don't we go to the Walmart together? We meet at Walmart now. Sometimes when his money is not complete, we pay it off. Glory to God. Number two, as we close. What are the healing wonders when we have faith to be healed? Faith requires the tongue to manifest when it is proven in the heart. Faith requires the tongue to manifest when it is proven in the heart. Whatsoever you believe, if you can't say it, you can't see it. Oh, I am healed. People will laugh at you, but it is the beginning of your healing. I am healed. They know your medical story. But that they know your medical story does not mean they know the end of the story. They know the beginning, but they don't know the end. The end of the story begins with what you say with your mouth. I am healed. I cannot be sick. But they are the ones taking you to the hospital. As they are taking you to the hospital, you are still saying, I cannot be sick. They are saying, until you die, you will die like that. But you are still saying, I cannot be sick. I am healed already. It begins with your mouth. Faith that is proven in the heart will manifest in the mouth. A car that has gone through the mechanic will prove itself in the noise and the speed. How many understand what God is saying? When you take your car to the mechanic, they say, and you want to go and receive it, to retrieve it, they will tell you, we want to test it. Why are they testing it? We want to be sure of what we have done. So they say, we have tested it. They hand over the keys to you with assurance when they have tested it. The sound is now good. The speed is now great. They hand over the key to you with assurance. And what does that mean? It means when you take the key, you test the car, and it is not working, you take it back. You say, no, what you told me is not what is happening. It's not working the way you said so. The way I brought it is still the way it is working. It's not working. Take it back. Because of their word, they take it back. And they say, oh, we are so sorry. Maybe something went wrong. Let's try it again. Jesus is not a man that will relent on his word. He has said you are healed. If you are not healed, go back to him now. Sir, what you have said is not happening. No. I'm still seeing some things. And then he tells you it is gradual. If it is instant, he says it's instant. Go and jog outside. By the time you come back in, you will see something. If it is gradual, he tells you, you know, it is gradual. Begin to see, you will begin to see it gradually. It has happened, but you will need to wait to see it. It will gradually happen for you. No one will go back home tonight with any form of sickness or disease. It says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When it is confirmed in the heart, it manifests in the mouth. What you can't say, you can't have. If you can't say it, you can't handle it. Luke 21:15, he said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. 2 Samuel 22:45-46, he says, strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. They shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. In other words, when they hear me speak, they will obey me. Psalm 18:44-45 is, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away. As soon as I engage my mouth, they will obey. Whatever we condemn with our mouth is what God turns to testimonies. What you condemn with your mouth is what God turns to testimonies. Isaiah 54:18, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. How will you condemn it? With your mouth. With your mouth. Bold declaration clears the mountains on our path. Bold declaration. You are saying what you want to see, irrespective of what who does not want to hear. You are saying what you want to see, irrespective of who does not want to hear. You will never, never catch our Father say, I am sick. I learned something. The week we were being trained for full-time ministry, I learned from something from the person teaching us. And I round up with that. He said, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, went on a journey. And the journey was not pleasant. And when he came back, he said he didn't know the journey was not pleasant. So he was asking him, how was the journey, sir? He said, the man of God said, great. He said, instead of him to keep quiet there, he went again. So how really was the journey? He said, the man of God said, very great. Then after a while, he went again. Sir, so how was the journey, oh God? The man said, if they sent you to me, get them now! Because the journey was not what? But you will never hear it from their mouth that something was not pleasant. He said he froze. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. If it is you they sent, he said to him, if it is you they sent, tell them you are failed. Rise up on your feet. Give God all the glory and all the praise. Give him all the honor and all adoration. magnify his name and exalt him. Give him thanks this evening. On this first day, somebody's getting healed. As you partake of the communion table, you are healed even more. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Somebody is here tonight. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and Savior, because that is where it begins from. Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. I want to be born again. And then I know that you will clear every barrier on my path. You will make me whole. You will heal me of every sickness and every disease. If that is you tonight, put your right hand on your heart, online and on ground, and repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them, the same grace will preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downwards. Amen. Bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name. Amen. Thank you, everlasting Father. Jesus, most precious name we have prayed.